So I'm joined with Jennifer Dunkley, who's the lifestyle editor at the Daily Star. Now, we did Hereford Hospital Radio, 15 years ago, didn't we?
We did.
Where did you go after that?
Well, I went to university in Cardiff, studied journalism, and then got my first job at the South Wales Echo and Western Mail, and then went to London from there, really. But Hereford Hospital Radio was brilliant, because it was a good starting ground. It taught you to listen to your audience and figure out what they want, and it gave us quite a lot of freedom to kind of do what we wanted and the fun side of the job.
So how did you get the job at the Daily Star?
I was working in women's magazines, so I'd worked at Reveal magazine, Now magazine, a lot of those kind of women's weeklies, and then got 3 months, well, I was supposed to be at the Star for 3 months and then never left. 5 years later, they're still letting me in, so that's good.
So what's your typical working day like?
We get in for 10 o'clock. No working day is the same. It's all very much based around the news, what's happening, where you can be. Generally, we work 10 till 7, but it can be anything. You can be flown off here, flown off to do an interview in New York. You can be at the Savoy Hotel interviewing someone in the amazing hotel suite. Or you can be sat at your desk trying to set things up and desperately trying to get ready for that morning's meeting. So
who's the most famous person you've interviewed, do you think?
The real pinch-me moments were doing Johnny Depp at the Savoy in his hotel suite, just thinking, wow, this is Johnny Depp, who I was a massive fan of, and David Beckham, who's another lovely one, and just a real sweetheart, very easy to deal with, and just a really lovely person. And the general rule with celebrities is, what I know, maybe heard it before, but the bigger the star, the easier and nicer they are to deal with, so they were two good ones I enjoyed.
So any funny stories to tell us? Any interviews that have gone a bit wrong?
Oh, always. There's always going to be ones that don't go right. It tends to generally be with the reality stars. So we interview the reality stars that are on the way up, or who've just won X Factor, or just won Big Brother. And they're the ones that tend to go wrong. Sorry. I was once interviewing a really top footballer who I was very excited about. I was in his dressing room, waited for ages for him. He'd obviously been on set doing something or other. I can't say who, but he came out of his dressing room. He'd been in the shower and was in his dressing gown and sat down. Obviously had nothing under his gown and made that quite obvious, and I was getting all flustered. It was quite noisy, so he took the dictaphone I was recording the interview with and kind of put it next to him on the side so it would pick everything up. And basically, the interview was amazing. He was giving me some great exclusives, really good stories. I was thinking, this is too good to be true, you know. And then I kind of looked over and I realised that he'd done something very cheeky, which is when he took my dictaphone, he turned it off.
Oh, no.
So he'd done it on purpose and was being deliberately very giving me all of these good stories, and had turned it off. So luckily I'd spotted he'd done that. So at the end of the interview, ran to the toilet and had to, like, scribble loads and loads of notes. And as I was leaving, he said, "Oh, Jennifer, did you get everything you need? Are you sure? Are you sure you got everything you need?" And I was like, "Yes, yes, of course." But that was just very cheeky. There's other things. We do a lot of Celebrity Big Brother. I've done that for years. So when they come out of the Celebrity Big Brother house, the evictions tend to be on the Friday night. And they obviously like to have a few drinks afterwards. And then at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, all the press turn up for the press interviews at the Elstree Hotel, and half of them haven't been to bed. We've had ones who are basically still drunk. We've had ones who were having to, like, coax out of the bathroom to come and do their interviews because they've just partied all night. We had another reality TV star from a big popular reality TV show who'd been out the night before and turned up at the office to do her interview and shoot. And was so hungover we couldn't get her out of the bathroom, and she obviously had to do her interview, and she knew she had to do it because she was getting paid for it, and she just wasn't in any fit state to do it. So at one point I had to go into the bathroom and help her get dressed, basically thinking, this is not in my job description to help dress somebody who was very unwell.
So have you got any big exclusives that you can give us on this interview going forward?
I've just been up to Coronation Street. They've got a very exciting couple of months coming up there. I've interviewed Sarah Harding, who's going into the street, I think, next month for 4 episodes. I've also interviewed Shane Ward, who's going into the Cobbles. He's just signed a year's contract, obviously won X Factor, and he's got a very exciting storyline coming up, so that's going to be good. Also, on Wednesday night, Life on Marb starts, so that's going to be on ITVB, which is another reality show following the kind of big high rollers of Marbella. I think that'll be one to watch. Natalie Denning is a popular kiss-and-tell girl, so I think she'll have some good stories to tell on that show.